Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Now, those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 11 and just verse 30. It reads, "By faith the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days." So in this chapter, Hebrews chapter 11, the writer is writing to the people he's trying to encourage to have faith, not to give in to fear, to be people who are inspired by the examples of faith from the Old Testament. And now he's reached the promised land. We've moved on from the patriarchs, we've moved on from Moses, and now we're entering the promised land. An image very powerful to Jewish Christians, very powerful to all of us who understand the significance of this event in history and what it represents for a Christian, this idea of eventually coming into the promised land. And here we have the people as a whole, not so much Joshua who led the people, but the people. "By faith the walls of Jericho fell after the people had marched around them for 7 days." I think the writer is saying subtly here that this applies to all of you, all the members of the church that he's writing to. The incidents are recorded in Joshua chapter 6, well worth a read if you'd like to understand a bit more about the writer's point here in Hebrews 11. Jericho tightly shut up, it says in verse 1 of chapter 6. But God says to Joshua, "I have delivered Jericho into your hands. It is a done deal. You do not need to fear." He tells them to march around once, and they do that on different days. And eventually they do it not just the once, but the seven times on the seventh day, chapter 6, verse 15. And then they give a loud shout, and in obedience to that, God acts on that obedience and that faith, and the walls collapse in verse 20, and they charge straight in and they take the city. What is this telling us about faith? Well, it seems that faith breached an impossible barrier. This barrier could not be breached by human endeavor, but or by any human action, but by faith it was breached. It was broken down. It was inconceivable that this action could really work, simply marching around a city and giving a loud shout. And yet God shows that when we act in faith, expressed by obedience, that then he does what is impossible. Perhaps also what's being emphasized by the writer as he mentions this in Hebrews 11 is that they marched round and round day after day, and that indicates persistence, and faith is shown by persistence. The early Christians in this situation perhaps were getting weary of continuing to live a life of faith. Going back to Joshua chapter 6, they'd been on a very long pilgrimage through the desert, but the long pilgrimage through that desert, even though it had been completed, did not mean that the next phase would be easy, or, by another way of thinking, that it would not be without the necessity of faith. Of course, faith is necessary to become a Christian, but perhaps the writer is saying, faith is necessary now, day after day after day, not only to remain a Christian, but to inherit what God has promised. Do we need to refresh the significance of our faith today, that it's every day, that it's daily? That's why we need some daily time with God. That's why we need to be in constant touch with one another as Christians, encouraging each other, spurring each other on to love and good deeds, to live by faith. We need that because ultimately we have a great reward waiting, but we need to be faithful between now and the day when we inherit it in all of its fullness. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 31. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, we're there. If you type in, again, mccx to the search bar and look in podcasts, you'll find us. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.